Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Shut up and sit down.
Hello, guys. We're on there.
What's up? We're trying to get our other hosts in at the moment, so we will be with you in just a moment.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
Atomic Elbow.
Atomic Elbow's on the air. Live from Streamville, Texas.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, man?
Oh, it's been one of them days. You know, I did some laundry. I'm on the layoff still, so I don't have a whole lot to do.
Yeah, I feel that, man.
But it's been a good day.
Well, I bet so, man.
No, yeah. So what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I wanted to talk about WrestleMania coming up.
I want to talk about Paige.
You want to talk about Paige?
I do. I want to know what the hell's going on.
All right.
I want to talk about Dean Ambrose.
Well, start talking about him. What's up?
Where's Paige been? Where's Dean been? I know Dean suffered an injury. What's going on with Paige, though?
Well, Paige was back last Monday night, if you pay attention.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. But
so,
is she going to be in the future? Is there a career here, or is something going on that we don't know about?
Well, there's a career for now, but that's very liable to change in the future.
Because her career has been iffy. If you follow the history, her career has been iffy for a minute.
Well, yeah, I understand this. That's why I say that her career is issued temporarily. This isn't a permanent career that we're talking about.
No one ever said that.
No, I agree that they didn't. I never said that anyone ever said that.
Okay.
All right.
I'm glad we established that, sir.
Sure. All right, so what do you think about these mixed gender matches coming up?
I'm not real sure what the point is. I feel like the idea is a good concept, but what I don't like is the backstory love channels that they're trying to portray.
Yeah, well, they're just trying to make it fit in the storyline, you know?
I get that, man, but I don't think there's any need for romance.
No, listen. I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, are you going to have, like, a female fighting a male in this ring?
Yes.
In this day
yeah.
competition? Will this happen? Will this be an event that occurs?
That's the way I understand it, sir. Yeah, and I feel like, you know, the partners they have together are going to fall in love, and then we got this whole different storyline going on, which is, honestly, in my opinion, is too much.
Well, I mean, we've never really seen that in the past. I mean, there have been
yeah.
a few times, but they weren't actual matches. They were after or before the matches. But this is the first time that we're seeing sanctioned mixed gender matches in all of WWE history. This is something.
No, I agree.
Yeah, this is something great.
Well, I think it has the potential to be great. I think it has the potential to be a very good thing. And don't misunderstand me. You know, I feel like things right. Yeah, it really does. What I don't need, though, is I don't need those, you know, I don't need lots of storylines spun off from this. You know, I don't need more Nia Jax and Certified G. You know what I mean? I don't
well,
need that stuff, man.
Well, you're not going to have to worry about Certified G anymore, bud.
Yeah, he did wrong, man.
Yeah, Certified G was doing the wrong.
he done wrong. You know, I guess he was all messy. I don't know.
So, now this is going to sound a little off, but what do you think about this whole North Korea, South Korea thing where they're conglomerating into a single group for the Olympics?
Well, you want to go on in there? Yeah,
I do. Let's just go ahead right on to the meat. We only got 30 minutes here.
Go ahead and step it up in there?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
I think it's weird stuff. I feel like North Korea has no interest in South Korea, and the reason for showing up as a unified front in the Olympics is just because old boy wants to have, you know, some ratings on TV. He doesn't really care about South Korea, and I don't really think he cares about the rest of the world. He's just a spun-off dude that is using this platform to try and show the world that he's trying to be accommodating and whatnot. But
sure.
he's not,
sure.
Dude.
Agreed. And, well, here's the deal. I was watching the news this morning, as I do. And what I saw were these Korean cheerleaders, and there were bands of them. And they were celebrating together as South and North Koreans.
Right.
And apparently,
you know,
like, these girls had to go through training and, like, and you know, only, like, 1 out of 1,000 girls who qualified would make it to these cheer, like, they make these cheerleading positions just so over the top. But maybe that's just somebody doing that, you know, like you're saying, for publicity and for money.
Well, I think my question would be, what does South Korea have to gain out of this? And I don't see anything. You know, what are you going to ruin your standing with Japan and side with North Korea here? Because North Korea and China, they're butt buddies. You know, they're fudge packing each other, and they did their thing. But South Korea, you know, they're more aligned with Japan, and I don't understand what the value is of going through a united front with North Korea. I don't get it, man.
I get where you're coming from, definitely.
I mean, unless they're getting something under the table, which maybe they are. I don't know. You don't know, and I don't know what's going on there. It's the International Olympic Committee, and we're not on that committee, so we don't know. We don't know. But maybe there is, maybe there's not. But if there's not, then what the hell is in it for South Korea?
Sure. Yeah, no, totally. I mean,
okay, listen, you still have the demilitarized zone, right? You still got South Korean and North Korean soldiers staring each other in the face every day.
Right,
you can't really cross that line, okay?
Yeah, I agree. And that line has been set since the first Korean War, which U.S. was involved in, which is now being renamed into the Korean conflict, seeing as it technically never ends. There was no treaty that was signed to declare the end of that war.
Yeah.
So they're just calling
it
a conflict now.
Well, it's always been a conflict. I don't think it was ever a war. And that doesn't make it okay, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't make it any better just because you changed the name to conflict.
Right. Right. I mean, it's still a war, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Hawkeye Pierce was there for a long time. You know, he didn't want to be there.
Well, Hawkeye Pierce was a character that was developed in Fantasy Land.
Okay. But he still had struggles.
But he wasn't actually in the Korean conflict.
Well, I never said that.
Yes, you did.
Maybe I did. But, the fact of the matter is, even though it was just a conflict, in my mind, it's still a freaking war. I mean, you get drafted, you have to go far, far away. You have to, you know, live in combat conditions.
Possibly die.
Right. That's a war to me. I don't know what war is to you, sir. I mean, everyone has their own opinion of war, but in my mind, that's a war.
Well, if I remember correctly, and of course I wasn't alive during the time, but I have research on the subject.
It may be our birthday, but I'm not that old. Yes. By the way, did you bring me some peanut butter cookies?
I did not.
Oh, thanks. Happy birthday, no peanut butter cookies.
I've already said I'm buying you a newt. He's going to have a pet newt because of me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The fire-belly newt.
Mm-hmm. I called him today. They said it'd be about 2 weeks.
So Charlie's on his way?
Maybe. He'll be on his way eventually. I mean, we paid money for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have any callers on the air, Ben?
What?
Do we have any callers on the air?
No, we do not.
Well, go ahead and mention that call-in number.
All right. Well, if you want to call in and talk with us.
If you want to chat,
you know, we can advise all, any of your issues. We're licensed professionals.
Sure.
You can go ahead and call in at 646-668-8650. That's so just call on in.
Or don't call in.
Or don't call in, or just listen. Either way. It don't matter.
No, we're still going to bullshit here for the next 25 minutes.
18 minutes, actually.
18 minutes, okay.
And it looks like our other host is about to call in as well. So finally.
Well, he said, you know what? Here's the deal with our other host. He talks a big game. He talks a bunch of stuff. But until I see it happen, I don't know. I don't know if I believe it.
Well, we're about to find out.
Yeah. Cool. And I'm probably going to be right, and that's that.
Well, he's got 17 minutes and 40 seconds to prove it.
Oh, I know he's very busy, you know, driving that 1997 truck around town in Waco, Texas. You know,
yeah.
He's got places to go and people to see and people
hey,
to do.
Hey. How about this? How about whenever he calls in, we'll replay the opening scene, act like we just started it and that he was right on time. How about that? How does that sound? Well,
that would be pretty funny, sir.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Get ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Shut up and sit down.
Louisville, Texas. It's Eric Finn and
Gerald Cross.
Here.
Gerald, where you at?
Hello?
So,
hello?
Gerald.
Hello?
Gerald.
Hello?
Come on, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben said you were there at the McDonald's earlier.
Huh?
Yeah, Ben said you were there at the McDonald's earlier.
I got plenty. I got 5 McGriddles. We'll be fine.
Well, what I was wondering is, have you tried that new giant Big Mac?
No, bro. Fuck.
It's a double quarter pounder.
No. It's the Big Mac, like 50th anniversary. It's got the giant Big Mac on sale.
It's called the double quarter pounder instead of the half pounder for some reason.
It's called the Grand Mac.
Yeah, the Grand Mac. There you go, Joe.
Yeah. I just looked at it on the menu, man.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, Gerald, we were just talking about the Olympics. Well, what are your thoughts of North Korea and South Korea conglomerating into one big mess?
United. Yeah,
one
they're
big,
united.
Yeah, they're
well,
united.
Well, I feel like it's kind of the same deal whenever they held the Olympics in Germany during World War II. It's, you know, Hitler was there, but never when anybody other than Germany won. So I feel like that's how it is with North Korea being involved South Korean Olympics.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, Gerald, do I have to smoke a cigarette?
I'm sorry?
Do I have to smoke a cigarette?
I can't understand what you're saying.
We've got 14 and a half minutes left on the show, and I'm going to go ahead and say that call-in number again. That's 646-668. Or 646-668-8650. Call in. We're licensed professionals. We can help you out with any problems, any issues you're having, any raging
hemorrhoids, about Donald Trump. We can solve those. Speaking of Donald Trump.
Oh.
Man, I fucking love Donald Trump.
You what?
I love Donald Trump, man.
Man, Donald Trump, he's done nothing but good for this country. Honestly.
I don't say that. What?
Girl. When is Dean Ambrose coming back?
When is what coming back?
Dean Ambrose.
He's not for a while. Like, probably 4 more months or so.
It's too much, man. I mean, was he that severely injured, or what the hell's going on? Let's quit bullshitting around here. What's up?
Well, he fucked up his shoulder. So
yes, I know.
He's missing everything up until WrestleMania, but no one's really talking about anything after WrestleMania right now because that's what everybody's talking about. But I know he's not going to be there for that. And that's like, 2 months away at least?
Well, I don't understand the law. I mean, he hasn't showed his face. Even though he's injured, he hasn't been talking shit. He's been doing nothing. I mean, I don't get it, man.
Well, yeah, even Paige is supposed to be injured, but she's still coming out with Absolution.
Right, and that's what we talked about earlier. You know, Paige is still there. And you
I
and
I
both know Paige's career has been iffy at best, okay? I mean, she's there, she's gone, she's there, she's gone. You know, she's doing the sex tapes, whatever she wants to do. Paige, if you're listening, if Paige is listening, she can come on over here. We can make her own sex tape tonight. That's fine.
That's fine. Yeah, I agree. But you also got to think about Renee. Renee is still on. She's still there. And
correct.
There was an issue on WWE.
Renee's been on there forever.
Well, yes, but you also got to realize whatever CM Punk and whoever he was, whatever girl he was with at the time, whenever he left, she left. So if Dean was gone from issues, I feel like Renee would be gone for issues too.
Well, if you feel like she should be, but I don't see that stuff happening, and I don't understand the whole turnover rate, if you will.
I don't know. I think that they're taking Dean's absence as a gateway to involve Jason Jordan in more shit, which I really
but you know what? Hey, you know what? Enough Jason Jordan. That he has risen too far. Jason Jordan, enough. He's risen too far too fast. There's no need for that. Okay.
You know, I don't like him at all, personally.
No.
But I do see how his character is going to play out. And he's basically just that guy that everybody hates. That's what his character is supposed
like,
to be.
Kind of like Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, kind of like Jinder Mahal. He's a heel, but he's not a great heel in my opinion. But Jason Jordan isn't a heel, but he's on his way there. If he keeps being a asshole like that, he's going to get there eventually.
But that just shows you the twist of the WWE. Here's this guy that has no value at all. And all of a sudden, you're thrusted into the ring, and, here you're becoming this big star of this stuff, and you haven't done a damn thing. He hasn't done a damn thing, really.
No, I mean, of course they're, using the Kurt Angle daddy thing as, a gateway to anything he wants to do. He's in the Elimination Chamber, for fuck's sake. Why the fuck is he in the Elimination Chamber?
At least Jinder Mahal won the world title shit. I mean, he did his deal. He did his thing.
He had the Singh brothers, but Jason Jordan has Kurt Angle, and, you got to weigh your egos there.
Yeah, you're right.
And I don't know. I think Kurt's been pretty good with him so far.
I don't think he's really shown any favoritism. I think he's been okay.
I think it's just been more of Jordan's pestering, getting into the fights and matches he wants rather than him just asking Daddy. Because Daddy's yelled at him a lot.
Yeah, you're right. Ben, what's your thought on this, Ben?
Hey, so what's new with College Station?
What?
College Station, Eric. When are you going to College Station?
Oh, my gosh. For our listeners that don't understand, yes, I am union, and yes, I'm a pot fitter, and yes, I'm laid off right now. So hopefully I'll be going to come back to work here real soon. We'll see.
We'll see, yeah. Know about all
yeah,
that
I think I'm running out of money. Yeah, I'm running out of money.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, that happens when you don't
work. Yeah, I filed the unemployment, and, you know, I got $0 deposited because I worked the last week of my unemployment, and then I owe them money, so I have no money.
Oh, fuck. Oh, that's
no. No, that's okay. But it is my birthday, so I'm having a good day.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. That's a good day. Happy birthday.
Yeah, it's
you
Eric's
plenty
day,
of beer?
Yeah.
Plenty of beers?
Huh?
Plenty of beers?
I had some beers, had a little nap, and probably going to get some more beers here in a minute.
All right. Yeah, yeah. I understand that shit. I'm
yeah.
about 15 minutes out, so.
Welcome.
What?
Hey, I'm behind
the show
the, I'm
about
behind
8
the
minutes. So.
Huh?
Okay. I'm behind a dump truck from Oklahoma.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Boy.
I've been following him for like 14 minutes.
Hell yeah. You all right, man. What's that call-in number again? Go ahead and give it out.
Okay. 646-668-8650. Call that in. You know, we'll help you out, man. We'll help
yeah,
you
if
up.
You
want
to talk to us, you know, us guys that are just here and
we're just
Beaverville, Texas, which is a suburb of Waco. Let's make it clear. Spiegelville is a small unincorporated community to the west of Waco.
Yeah,
it is an official. If you go up to the post office, it's not officially known as Spiegelville.
Correct.
It's known as Waco. However,
no, correct.
Unofficially, everybody knows it as Spiegelville. So.
Right.
It's
if you go to the post
Woodway.
Office, though, it's... No, it's not Woodway, but it, the post office is Woodway. And that's wrong, because Spiegelville and Woodway are way two different places, man.
It's
but
across
Spiegelville
the body
is
of water,
the,
man.
Well, anyway, what we have in store tonight for Raw, do we know?
I haven't actually looked into it very much.
No, I haven't either. You think I, you know, since I have some free time, I would, but I really didn't.
Well, I'm sure we'll get the Miz.
Oh yeah, we get to him every fucking Monday night.
You know who else I'm real tired of, Joe Cross. I'm real tired of the Miz, and the Miz has played himself out way too many times.
Dude, he just signed a 4-year contract. Did you see that?
I know. I saw that.
He's going to be around for 4 more years.
Yeah, and I don't understand. You know, how much longer can he keep doing this, man? I don't understand.
I think it's
I
the only
know.
Thing that can really fulfill him as a person, because he gets gratification on fake things that don't exist, like titles.
Right.
Like the Intercontinental
right.
title. He also loves getting his band of people to...
Which he should never have won. He should never have won the International
agree.
Continental title.
I agree. The International
title
shouldn't have ever even been on hold. It was just because Finn Balor got injured.
Right.
But that's another
right, right.
Anyways, Miz is the kind of guy to get his guys, his pack of cronies, to get his title back for him. So that he can keep making that extra paycheck bonus. You
yeah.
know.
Yeah, and mouthing off. That's what he's good at, mouthing off.
But does he really even get that money? Because you know he's got to be paying those two dickwads a lot of money.
Well, yeah, he has to be.
Because why else would you hang around the Miz?
You wouldn't.
Well, it also gives them popularity. It gives them more showtime than they would have before. Yeah.
Well, okay, I agree with that. But I wouldn't say... And popularity can go both ways. I think it's more infamy than it is anything.
Correct, sir. Sure, that's fair.
But where does it get them? I don't know. I mean, what's the value of them being there every week? I don't know. I don't get it.
Well, and you also got to think about this. Whenever Jinder Mahal had his Singh brothers, the whole time he was the title holder, it was always Singh brothers, Singh brothers, Singh brothers. But as soon as he actually like lost that title, the Singh brothers are gone. So it's
They're
the same
gone.
Thing in Thor with Curtis and Bo.
And that's why you guys already know, I've got more respect for the Beast Brock Lesnar than anybody. Because, yeah, he's got Paul. He's got Paul. And Paul bounced off a lot. But he don't have no one out there helping him.
No, no. I agree. I mean, even if he did.
I mean, Paul's not going to step in that ring.
No.
He's not going to interfere with the match.
No,
he might get
Paul
in the ring.
But that's his client, the Beast Brock Lesnar. And you know, Brock fights his own fights every time.
Yep, and he's won every time.
Mm-hmm.
What's a match that he's lost other than Goldberg in the past year?
Well, and you know, we can talk about Goldberg all night long. But you just don't, if you go against Brock, you're going to lose, no matter who it is. Period, end of story.
Yeah, I agree. You know,
because you know and I know, Brock don't have to stay in the WWE. He can go back to,
the UFC.
Yeah, UFC. You don't have to do this.
Yeah, and speaking of the UFC, did you see that CM Punk has another match coming up?
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to watch that.
Yeah, we might have to pay some money and get that fight.
I don't mind paying some money for that.
Nah, it'd be pretty good. But, like I said, since I'm unemployed, I might not chip in this time around.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know when the fight is. You might be employed by that time. So play it by
I might be.
We'll play it by ear. We'll see what's going on.
My buddy Colin Cole's going out there. Yeah, out there on Wednesday, so you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. How much time we got left?
We got a minute and a half.
All right.
It's been a pretty good show.
Yeah. I think it's pretty solid.
I think it's pretty good for our first time out of the gate, don't you?
Yeah, the revival, man.
Ten years later? Yeah, it's been a long time.
New crowd.
Too long. But the gods of internet radio are back, and here we are.
Yes, sir.
Here we are. Strong and chugging on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, fellas. One
more
time off. I'm going to be arriving shortly.
All right.
All right.
See you soon,
all right,
man.
See y'all later.
We'll see you in a little bit, and I'm going to get some cold beers because that's what I do.
All right. Yeah, we got a minute left. This is the – if you're still staying on at this point, this is – This is it.
By the way,
you can call them the real nigga hours if you would like.
By the way, we live here close to McGregor, Texas, for SpaceX. That's just their launch facility and their engine. And we're having a test right now. So the place is kind of vibrating. Have you noticed that, Ben?
Yeah. It kind of moves the house a little bit. And there are actually people who live in the city of McGregor who are trying to sue SpaceX because they claim that the foundations of their houses have been moved because of the test launch.
It probably has. I mean, if it moves it out here, I could only imagine McGregor living right there by those huge rocket engines blasting off.
Yeah.
It's probably going to move your house a little bit,
Yeah. All right. Well, that's about all that we got today. You guys.
Well, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Shut up and sit down.
Yeah.